Hers was a life of public service and duty, dedicated to her country and the Commonwealth. The longest reigning British monarch who achieved universal respect. After the sudden death of her father, King George VI, Princess Elizabeth assumed the throne and was crowned in 1953 at just 27. Already a mother and married to Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, they began a lifetime of service together. Her first mission, touring the Commonwealth countries, many who were seeking independence from the British Empire, a group she remained passionate about throughout her reign. A symbol to millions, but also a woman to herself. The Queen had a love for dogs and horses, and her children, Prince Charles, Andrew, Edward, and Princess Anne. And she embraced family life with all its ups and downs.
Like all the best families, we have our share of eccentricities, of impetuous and wayward youngsters, and of family disagreements.
The divorces of her three children were a blow, but weathered with dignity. But when Prince Charles's ex-wife, Princess Diana, was killed in 1997, she was criticised for not initially sharing in the public's grief. More recently, she's had to endure the turmoil of Prince Harry and his wife, Meghan Markle, giving up their royal duties, and her son, Prince Andrew, facing sexual abuse allegations. Throughout her 70-year reign, her work ethic remained unsurpassed, supporting over 600 charities. She was also credited with modernising the monarchy, including televising her addresses to connect with her subjects. In uncertain times, such as the COVID pandemic, she rallied the nation with messages of resilience.
We should take comfort that while we may have more still to endure, better days will return. We will be with our friends again. We will be with our families again. We will meet again.
And while British monarchs don't have political power, the Queen met weekly with her country's Prime Minister, starting with Winston Churchill, followed by another 14. And just 2 days before her death, she had formally asked Conservative leader Liz Truss to form a new government. Her death in Scotland on September 8th was mourned by the nation, her coffin brought to London. Queen Elizabeth II always showed unflinching determination and devotion. In death, as in life, she is revered by many millions.